Our scripture reading tonight is from the Gospel of St. Luke, and it is from the second chapter, verses 16 through 20. And they came with haste, that is the shepherds, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all who marvel at these things that which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and had seen as it was told them. Bless, O Lord, this testimony of the scriptures. Bless us to reflect upon the birth of Christ, that in our hearts and spirits we would more deeply grasp its importance and its greatness. And in grasping it to a deeper level, you will bless us. Amen. We have tonight's scripture, the account of the shepherds who, out in the hills, looking after the sheep in the stillness of a Judean night, were suddenly overwhelmed by the presence of the angels of the Lord, coming to tell them of the birth of this child in Bethlehem who would be the Savior of the world. We can only imagine the awe and excitement that created in them. I'm sure it frightened them at first. It would certainly frighten me if I was sitting out in the fields in the middle of the night and suddenly the angels of the Lord came up. And I'm sure that I would, as you probably would, have immediately done what the angel said and gone into the city to see this babe that was born. And we look around all the event of the birth of Jesus, but I've always been touched by the words that as Mary heard all the testimonies, as she'd seen all the things, and of course, reflecting on what the angel had told her several months previous, what was her reaction? It was, Mary kept all these things, and we have this word, and pondered them in her heart. We don't use that word ponder much anymore. I suspect that if you ask the average person under 20, they may not know the meaning of ponder. But pondering is an old English word, and it means to deeply reflect and think about something. Many years ago, as the fall term ended at Duke University, and I was awaiting my classmates who had a late class, and it was a evening much like the evening yesterday before it began to rain. It was overcast, and there were various shades of pink and purple showing through the clouds. I always remember that. And I was sitting on the step of Duke's chapel awaiting them. And they have a great carillon there, a great bell system. And as I sat there, it began to play upon those bells, that beautiful song that we sang tonight. Come thou long expected Jesus. And it was one of those moments in my life when you know, God steps in and he refocuses you, because I was really worried about when are those guys going to ever get here, and when will I get home, and and we're running late tonight and all yada yada. But suddenly, as that music began to play and I looked at that sky, God refocused me. And he calls me to ponder, to reflect upon what the season was really about. I remember it was the Christmas of my oldest son's first Christmas. And I'd been quite excited about that, but God even switched me away from that to reflect upon what he had done in sending Jesus. The shape of the world was hopeless until that long-expected Messiah came. People could not deal with their sin no matter how hard they tried. People could not even believe that they could come before the righteous God and be received by him, because the scriptures clearly tell us that no unrighteousness shall be in the presence of the Lord. Humans could not solve that problem. If you're trying on your own power tonight to make yourself feel holy enough to stand in God's presence, you're doomed to despair and failure. For you see, God has taken care of that for all who believe in Christ. I know that Christmas is a busy time. Yesterday, Elizabeth and I went shopping for a while. And you know, shopping is real work. I don't know why some people enjoy it, but it's real work. And we were out in all the crowds, and we were reflecting three times in the parking lot over at Alamance Crossings, we were cut off. Really cut off quick. And we were talking, he says, here is the season of love and happiness and joy, and we treat each other like this. And I heard there has even been some fights in stores this year over gifts and all of that. That's clear evidence that people do not understand what this season is all about. But you believers must not be like the world. You believers need to ponder and to reflect daily, if not a number of times daily, on what God has done for you out of the greatness of his love for you. Mary, as she sat there, just having given birth shortly before this little babe wrapped in the manger, having known the promises of God that she heard about her own child from Anna and her husband, having heard from the angel himself, puzzling. This great person born in a stable. And I'm sure she reflected again and again over all the things she had heard and sought to understand the deeper meaning of his birth. Now, if you read on through the Gospels, you will note one thing. Mary came to understand profoundly whose child Jesus was. She understood profoundly that she'd given birth to him in really unusual circumstances. But yet she realized profoundly also that his real father was God the Father. And it seems that few of his family understood his ministry. You know, you read through the Bible and, you know, he had a number of brothers. half-brothers. Remember once they came to where he was gathered to preach, and they said, tell Jesus his family's waiting on him to come out. They did not understand the importance of his work. But gradually Mary did, and of course his brother James did. But gradually Mary did. My guess is that Mary continued to reflect and ponder in her heart everything she saw in her son. Everybody left him on that Good Friday except her and two other women and the apostle that Jesus loved, John. They alone stood before the cross amidst a rabble that wanted his death. But you see, Mary knew who Jesus really was. And her understanding grew out of her, to use that old word again, I hope everybody knows the meaning of it now, to ponder on all that she saw. If you want your faith to grow in this holy season, you make certain that you spend time reflecting in the heart. You know, there are two avenues that God gives us to grasp his truth. One is through our minds. God gave us a mind. Now, we don't often use it, some folks don't. But God gave us a mind to think with our mind and to reflect upon him and his word. There is not a single person in this church that I would call dumb. Now, that's a compliment. I have been myself at times not the sharpest knife in the drawer, and I've known lots of people like me. But God has given you a mind to read his word and to reflect in your mind and to seek to understand it. But there is also another area of reflection, and that is the heart. The heart is more than just a pump. The Bible's clear about that. David Sofer was a man that used to go down into the park there at Hyde Park, and you can hear all kinds of speakers in London, and they talk about all kinds of weird stuff. And today you'll find Muslim evangelists and whatever. But David Sofer, he was a pastor of a little congregational church there in England. He'd go down and he'd take his little box, soap box, and stand in that park and preach Christ. And one day he was talking about loving the Lord with all your heart. And there was this old hardened sailor who didn't much believe in anything. Says, what is the heart? Nothing but a pump. To which Sofer, being quick-witted and right, in fact, says, are you married, young man? He says, no. He says, folks, let me tell you why this young man isn't married. He says, every time he meets a pretty girl, he says, I love you with all my pumpity pump pump. We all know, though, in reality, that, and we've experienced that, that the heart is a place where we sense truth. You know that people who have undergone heart transplants tell me that, in a sense, it takes quite a bit of time to adjust to a new heart. And they all tell me that it is not just physical adjustment, but an emotional adjustment. Oh, yes. When we are told to love the Lord with all our heart, it means something quite profound. And so I would challenge you and how do you get to that place where you reflect in the heart? You know, with the mind, we do it with the intellect. With the heart, we do it with love. See? To reflect upon Jesus' coming, not just intellectually, but to reflect on it with love going out to God for his gift in Christ, with love going out to Jesus for all that he has done. Then the dimensions of really pondering and really reflecting and really understanding grow in the way in our lives that God wants it to grow. Mary was just really a young girl, perhaps 17, maybe younger, when the Savior was born. But she was mature beyond her age because she just didn't let the excitement carry her away. She pondered in her heart that she might grasp the fullness of all that God had done in the birth of her son. I want to challenge you this holy season to focus your intellect in reflecting on Jesus. Study the Word. Study what he has done. One of my services I'm going to preach during the season on the third account of the Nativity. We have Matthew and Luke, which is narrative. We have the Gospel of John, which is theological. Those who went through the John study know deeply about what John has to say about the birth of Christ. Use your intellect to read that and to read these accounts. Pay attention to each word. Pay attention when you read the announcement of the angels. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Reflect upon that. But also reflect upon it with your heart. Reflect upon it loving God for his great truth. Giving him glory in your heart. Do you ever just sit and worship him? Oh, if you're not doing that, you're not being blessed. Just to sit quietly and worship him, acknowledging who he is, and rejoicing in your heart that God's action is to bring to the earth the only true peace, goodwill that it will ever know, and that's to be expressed and has been expressed by him to all of us. The preacher lifted up an old word tonight, an old English word. Many may not have ever thought much about it. My first wife and I took Shakespeare together at the University of Tennessee, and it was in the original Shakespeare in English. And have you ever read that? Quite different than the English we speak. But one of our classmates remarked to her that Gerald seems to have no problem understanding this language. And she says, oh, that's because his family talks that way. But in truth, those of us who are raised in the mountains know that many of the terms in English we understand perfectly that other people do not, because when I was growing up, those old terms were very well known and often used. That old word, ponder, means to dig deeply with the mind and with the heart towards that which is true. I pray you will receive an abundant blessing this holy season if you will ponder deeply what God has done for you and for me. in his blessed Son, Jesus Christ. And I promise that if you truly ponder that, you will be led to reflect upon it intellectually and spiritually. And you will be able to say, the year of 2019 was a special blessing to me spiritually. For my life has been made better and stronger because I reflected upon the right thing. I was not distracted. I was focused upon the Lord and his coming. And God has blessed me greatly.